The West Live. The West Live. With Jenna Clark.
Now, the Perth Football League, which is made up of 69 clubs and 11,500 players, received just $300,000 from the West Australian Football Commission last financial year, which is 40% less than what it was 6 years ago. And when you do the sums, it works out to be of $900 per team. This is all according to a submission made to a parliamentary inquiry into football administration in WA. Sam Birmingham is the president and he joins me now. Sam, this all started with a leak about a $9 million salary leak and a mysterious spreadsheet. How did WA football get here?
Yeah, hi Jenna, thanks for reaching out. Starting at the salary leak, I think is kind of really interesting because whilst it certainly, it makes for good headlines. Once we start doing the maths, and I'm a very boring maths person, $9 million to deliver what is fundamentally a people-facing, industry. That's what footy is at the coalface. It's driven by people. Mm. And that so much attention was sort of given to the fact that $9 million for 130 staff sounds like a lot, but it's $67,000 average per staff member, which is the average wage in Australia. And frankly, I wish actually the debate was sort of more about, how do we get $19 million of salaries? Because then all those people are out there making volunteers, lives easier. Yeah. From there, we obviously then went into, and rightly, the state government have looked at through the Public Accounts Committee, just to ensure that the state funding, which is significant at about $11 million a year, is being properly used. And again, we wholly support, and I think everyone in the state wholly supports our parliamentarians interrogating expenditure, particularly when, times are even tougher now for everyone post-COVID.
Absolutely. And are you seeing, what are you hearing on the ground? Because I guess you're working at a real grassroots amateur level. And Dean Alston's cartoon in yesterday's paper really summed it up. I think you basically survive through the goodwill of volunteers. Are you seeing that now more than ever? And what are you hoping that this inquiry fleshes out?
Yeah, I'll take the two elements of that question separately. In terms of what I'm seeing, whilst I absolutely acknowledge it is still incredibly hard work, and I'm a volunteer myself, and I've come from club land for 10 years, people underestimate how much time is devoted by volunteers, and they are kind of the bedrock of everything that happens good in community, whether it's football or other sports.
Indeed.
Or your Salvation Armies. I think our job as communities and industries is to support those people. What we do see, and again, can be a bit of a glass half full person, but some of the stories through this COVID challenge year have been incredible. Again, I'm not saying it's all easy, but some of the stuff we've seen, I could share any number of stories. The Facebook post that a young woman from Swan Valley, one of the clubs in our league, popped up that crossed out our radar at the board, which just talked about how important this year of football was for her in terms of bringing together a very diverse group of women to play football, get out of their comfort zones, and the role that had on their mental health.
Amazing.
That's been a huge theme for us this year.
Mm-hmm.
Clubs are still, despite the challenges, doing incredible charity work. One of our clubs led searching for a donor cause for a young boy who thankfully has managed to find a donor for his rare strand of leukemia.
Wow.
We've had one of our clubs raise $31,000 for the 4Jan campaign after two of the boys' mums was diagnosed with breast cancer. She is the most incredible person, frankly, in women's football in Australia. We've got all of this great stuff happening. Absolutely. We know that it's hard for everyone at the coalface, but I guess that's where I come back to the more support we can get. And it's not always in cash. That, again, makes nice headlines, but the support in terms of the people power that can be put out there, the technologies that can make volunteers' lives easier, support on facilities is invaluable. Because what we do know, and again, I'm a boring data person, but the data says that for every dollar invested in club-based community football in Western Australia, there's a benefit of $2.75 to the community. That's the mental health. That's the physical health. That's reduced recidivism. It's suicide prevention. I literally know of people who are still alive because the community football club provided them that fabric. To the other part of your question in terms of what I expect we'll see out of the inquiry, there's a couple of elements to that. The main one that we hope to see, and I'm confident we will, is just around governance reform. It's very unsexy, let's be honest. About the sexiest a constitution has ever been made was in the castle when they just set it to vibe. at the moment, as much as, I mean, and we have a really good relationship with the Football Commission, it was set up in 1987, 88. Mm-hmm. The constitution has been reviewed, but it's still pretty outdated. And the reality is that the inverted commas sort of members, the perceived owners of football in Western Australia are 11 parties, nine of which are waffle clubs, which at the end of the day, the debts of the waffle clubs back in the late 80s is why the commission was formed. And the government at the time said, and I think still maintains, that body needs to be independent because, with respect, typically when you get, well, you know, give money to usually middle-aged white men, they tend to spend it for short-term purposes, if I'm being very...
Indeed. Well, we've spoken to former Eagles coach and all-round football legend Ron Alexander, who decided to sort of stick his head up during the submissions made at this inquiry and basically said there is an underbelly that's happening within West Australian football. And so you yourself have made some really brave recommendations to the inquiry. But I think whilst we'll let sort of that simmer away and we'll keep an eye on what happens with that inquiry, but I just wanted to talk about more of the community stuff that you guys do, because I guess we're heading to the pointy end of the season and most of your grades are heading into their grand finals this weekend, including the integrated competition. Tell us a little bit about this.
Yeah, sure. So integrated football started 10 years ago in our league. It was, again, one of the initiatives where we've led the way. Integrated football is the definition of accessibility in terms of community football. It's a program designed for young men and women with intellectual disabilities to play football and be genuinely integrated in safe, welcoming community club environments and get all the benefits that go with football. Like I said, that program's been going for 10 years. It is the best thing I've seen in my time in football.
Yeah.
We've got our grand final in that competition happening down at North Fremantle, so Gil Fraser Oval, North Fremantle, beautiful old club celebrating their 100th year. This year, right down on the river there. And, the integrated grand final kicking off from 11 o'clock. So I'll be going to that and look forward to presenting premiership medals to the winning side. And then we've got grand finals going on in all our other grades from B through to C1 through to C5. And again, for me, yes, people play football to win a premiership at the end, but it's about all of the journey that's gone along the way for them, through the season. And that we've had, 95% retention rate among players this year is incredible with all the challenges of COVID. So,
and that's the thing, right? It's not only the challenges of COVID, but then it's also the financial strain as well, which you're sort of seeing with what you guys have been experiencing with the WAFC as well. So fingers crossed that we get a good outcome from this inquiry. And I think the only thing that we can do is continue to shine a light and bang the drum for the fact that you guys are doing great work, specifically for the community. Perth Football League President Sam Birmingham, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us.
Cheers, Sharon. Thanks.